supposed to come to be. And the people gathering, they are brought what they can bring. I know about it when that and then the sound sing. The revolution starts now. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio, where we play music on Sunday nights on Air America. And, you know, our deal around here is we invite people in to play the records that they've been listening to or records that they think we ought to be listening to. And we've been on, you know, just a little under 2 years now, and I think this is the first. I've actually booked a guest that I've had on the show during the first year. In this case, it turns out to be my wife, who actually, you weren't my wife the first time that you were on the show.
No, I was not.
And you didn't have a new record out.
No, I did not.
Yeah, we were on the tail end of a tour and getting ready to get married, and this is.
We were in the middle of a tour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see, true. We're married now. I can correct you.
you corrected me the first time, almost constantly. But we are about music here. We'll talk about the new record here in a little bit. And the list that you brought in, I looked over and I saw Devendra Banhart on it. And we met Devendra Banhart at the same time walking down the street in New York City.
On the way to the Bring 'Em Home Now show.
Yeah. You know, just a couple, they were coming out of the stage door from Soundcheck, and we were
going
into the
stage door. It was that musician I like. Yeah. You can spot each other from a country mile. You just know.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the whole thing.
This is Devendra Banhart on Air America Radio.
Nobody was ever there to help them. And no, it ain't
trouble, I'll realize it ain't wise to idealize. So put your life in the hands of any struggle. Ain't free now. Ella sang, sifting in the sand, like a hymn within to help us understand. Heaven awaits, we're making our last stand, glory bound and sparrow in our hand.
Devinder Banhart on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Allison Moore, and that's just the beginning of her list. And this is going to be a good one. I know you sort of made fun of me because I knew that you had good taste. I commented when we walked in to do the show. I said, "Oh, good list, honey." And she's like, "Duh." You know, it's like, I mean, I didn't expect a bad list. I just thought this was an exceptionally good one.
Well, thank you.
That's, yeah. Anthony and the Johnsons, I think, probably hold the record right now in recent times in the last year for turning up on people's lists around here. Just because.
Oh, really?
Well, I think, yeah, it's sort of their big hipster pick, you know, the last, you know. I mean, not just here on this radio show. We've had several people play them on the radio show, and I've also seen it come up in, you know, this kind of desert island list that people.
And the year end, it was a big year end list pick.
It is an amazing record.
Well, I wanted to play something from this record because, you know, it's not getting a lot of commercial attention, and I think it deserves it. And the first time I heard this voice, I didn't know. I kind of was frozen in my tracks. I didn't know what to do. And I like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And this particular track, Rufus Wainwright is on. And so I get to combine two of my favorite voices.
He's probably one of the first persons that I think I heard about Anthony and the Johnsons was a Rufus list in some magazine.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Anthony and the Johnsons and What Can I Do on Air America Radio.
What can I do?
Anthony and the Johnsons, very heavily featuring Rufus Wainwright on that particular
track.
Isn't
that a beautiful song?
It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous song, and it's two amazing voices. Our guest this week is my lovely wife, Allison Moore, and who's a great singer and a great songwriter and has great taste in music, and she's picked out a lot of cool stuff. So y'all come back. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
Yeah.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. And our guest this week is Allison Moore. And, you know, people probably, you know, are always asking, you know, people that do what we do for a living, you know, who their influences are and how they started listening to music. But I find it really interesting some of the music that you do listen to. You knew, you know, country music so well that some of the other music that you knew sort of surprised me. And you know, how did that happen? I mean, because, you know, your sister listens to a lot of the same country music, a lot of the same roots music that you do, but doesn't listen to some of the other stuff. You usually end up telling her about that stuff, I've noticed.
I think it's part of being of my generation. I really do, because the time that I was a teenager, you know, it was a pretty rich time for music. When I was in high school, we're talking, you know, 1988, 89. And the pop music scene was, you know, pretty rich. R.E.M. was happening. You know, I listened to a lot of Smithereens Replacements and stuff like that that you had to dig for. You know, because it wasn't on the radio.
Especially being where you were.
It wasn't on the radio in South Alabama.
Yeah.
So I began then sort of searching for music. And still do. I read a lot about it. I keep up, you know, I'm a magazine junkie, and you can't help but run across, you know, what's happening sort of under the radar if you do that. And plus, I just sort of am a sponge when it comes to what's happening in pop culture.
Yeah, well, you have,
you know,
for
better or worse, I am.
You have the big iPod, and we argue about this all the time. It's like, you know, I've got the little bitty, teeny, tiny, smallest iPod that they make. Of course, I bought it, and then they made a smaller, tinier one, and now I want that one. But it holds 1,000 songs. There's not 1,000 songs I like.
Yeah, you know, but it's not about the songs. It's about getting whole albums on there. Because, see, I have the original iPod, right? Only holds 1,000 songs, and I thought, I'll never fill this up. Well, you know, I had a big record collection, and I couldn't fit it all in there. You know, I want all of Let It Bleed on there.
Yeah.
I want all of Sticky Fingers. I want all of Let It Be. And I was finding I was having to pick and choose, like, Beatles tracks. You don't want to pick and choose Beatles tracks. You want them all.
Anywhere.
If you're traveling, you need your whole. I just like to have my whole record collection with me.
Well, so. That's, you know, she's, you know, she believe me, she has
You've
the big.
You've seen my suitcase. I like to have everything with me.
Your iPod is definitely more manageable than your suitcases. I can
testify to
that.
It's a reflection of my completest personality.
What's the track that, this Aqualung track?
I first heard this song in an ad on HBO.
That's the new thing in the
and,
music business.
You know, and that happened with, what is that song? By Snow Patrol. I think it's called Low or something.
Right.
They used that song in a trailer for that. We watched that movie. What was it called? Empire Falls. That's what it was.
Yeah, right.
Great track. So I searched up, had to find out what that song was because it was so stunning. Same thing happened with this Aqualung track, Brighter Than Sunshine. I thought it was one of the happiest sounding tracks that I heard in a long time, at the same time being very sort of melancholy. You know, it's got an undertone of longing. And I think it's a really good springtime song. I really dig it.
Aqualung on Air America Radio.
I never understood before. I never knew what love was for. My heart was broke, my head was sore, what a feeling. Tied up in ancient history, I didn't believe in destiny. I look up, you're standing next to me, what a feeling. Friday.
time with me.
Radio. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now. Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio. And this week, my guest is Allison Moore, and she brought in a bunch of cool stuff to listen to, like she always does. And we missed this Gorillaz gig in New York, which I really would love to have gone. We sort of found out. I guess we were busy, and we found out about it when it was a little bit too late.
Yeah, I would have loved to have gone.
This was like, and it was what, three nights or four nights in the Apollo Theater.
At the Apollo, yeah. The review in the Times was really good, which you can't always trust. But you know, there was some sort of technical difficulty they had with the projection. I mean, they said it was good anyway.
Yeah, well, that's the thing about it. It's funny. My whole deal with these records are I'm like sort of, you know, one of the main reasons I hate Oasis as much as I do is that I was such, you know, this guy was involved with a band that I think that people here didn't hear about simply because we got Oasis instead.
And instead of Blur.
Yeah, right. I was always a big Blur fan, and I sort of felt like the whole world got cheated on that one.
Yeah, I think you're like probably right.
One of those.
I mean, I don't hate Oasis like you do. But,
I really hate them. I sort of object to their very existence.
Do.
I can't help
it. I appreciate Oasis for its pure pop quality. And when I was picking songs for this show, I thought I would, you know, my taste in music, you know, is pretty broad. And I could, you know, when you think about I got to bring in six songs to play, I thought I'd concentrate on songs that I've heard lately that I really dig.
Right.
So that's what this show is about. And this, when I heard this Gorillaz track, you know, it's masterfully done, but it also makes me want to shake my ass, so it's like really cool.
Gorillaz on Air America Radio. Thank you.
little tie. Shit, I'm stepping in harder this year. Yeah, baby, ripping in harder this year. Watch me as I gravitate. Ha, 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 ha. We gon' ghost town, this smoke town. With your sound, you in the blink. Gon' bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it, until you chin it.
Gorillaz on Air America Radio. Great track.
Isn't it?
Really, really, really.
And it just sounds like the, you know, Summer in the City to me.
Yeah.
I mean, not the song, but that, feels
yeah,
like one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
a whole other song.
That's, yeah, and that song's about a lot later in the summer than we are now. I mean, in the serious summer when there's like garbage strikes and stuff.
Yeah, this sounds like when girls start wearing fewer clothes.
Yeah, absolutely. Beth Orton. I met Beth Orton a few years ago in London. She was like running in tandem with Chrissy Hynde. We were doing Emmy Lou Harris and I were doing the Landmine shows over there, and Chrissy was on them. And so, yeah, I mean, and I'd heard her, and I think she really, really, really writes great songs.
Yeah, she's great. I really like the new album. You know, it's one of those that you put on. It's just, you know, good to listen to from start to finish. It's not really like not singles oriented or anything. It's just one of those warm blanket records.
I had heard this new record for the first time just the other night because you wanted me to listen to this record. I mean, not because it, just because it was a Beth Orton record, because of the, who produced this record?
Jim O'Rourke produced this record.
Right.
Yeah,
we were sort of producer shopping for a lot of reasons at the time, and this is Beth Orton on Air America Radio. This is called Conceived.
Keep your dream alive. Can I keep it with mine? But I'm no good for you, I suppose. When you get a cold back here, you still hold me close at night. Never like you any less. The world's not such a friendly place, is it? Can go very cold, very quickly, and for a very long time. If the sun lets up, twist the face up, giving out his shine. Some of the time the future comes right round to haunt me. Some of the time the future comes right. Learn to be a warm sun. in a very cold galaxy. It's just like you said it could be. Oh, it's like you said it would be. Some of the time the future comes right round to haunt me. Some of the time the future comes round just to see that all is as it should be. Like it's there to remind me we've got to.
Air America Radio, and this week our guest is Allison Moore, and she brought that track in, and that's a really, really good song. It's another really good record.
Yeah, I like that record a lot.
You've got a new record coming out, and when we get back here, we're going to play a track from it. I know you wanted to play another track, but we'll talk about all that when we get back. We have to we had to go through the same kind of politics we had to go through to make the record, but you know, in order to figure out what we were going to play here today. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.